Hi, this is WK Boyce. Join me each Monday morning at 10 a.m., where we discuss the issues of life, love, family, marriage, even politics. It's the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling founded on Christian principles for real-life solutions. Check us out at springfieldmfi.com or call us at 882-6767 to speak to someone today. It's your life, your choice. Make it a great one.
It is time now for The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and your hosts are W.K. and Ken Boyce, and good morning, gentlemen.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Things are happening pretty fast around here this morning. And good morning to everyone who's listening to us. We're glad that you're here, that you invited us to come into your home or into your car and into your office and to be a part of your morning. This is The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We're talking about love. The past couple of weeks talking about love ever after. It's exciting to think about that the way that we are created, we can share a love that continues throughout a lifetime. If you'd like to give us a call here this morning at the studio, it's 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056 if you live outside the area, or star 56 if you'd like to call us on your cell phone.
I tell you, it has been a busy week. We've had so many people asking us about this upcoming event down at the Chateau on the Lake. We've got a marriage excitement weekend getaway, Valentine's Day weekend. This is a chance to make just the ultimate Valentine's and get to be able to rediscover each other. February 15th and 16th at the Chateau on the Lake, we're going to continue with Love Ever After. And this is a powerful time for couples to be able to get to know each other again, to have some time together again, which is one of the most important aspects of this, and to really make this a Valentine's to remember. So keep that on your schedule. Go to SpringfieldMFI for Marriage and Family Institute.com and click on the poster there on the homepage, and it'll take you to the registration and give you more details as well. SpringfieldMFI.com.
When you think of your spouse, when you think of your wife, when you think of your husband, what comes to your mind? But more importantly, what also comes to your heart? When you leave of a morning, do you show each other, do you express your love and your care and your honoring of one another? And when you come back together at the end of the day, do you express that same love and the fact that you've missed one another and you're excited to be back in the presence of each other? Or when you spend the evening together and before you retire, do you have a chance to say, I love you and I'm so glad that we're together? In the morning when you wake up, is the first thing that comes to your mind, I can't wait to tell you something, to share my heart and my mind with you. Now, this is the type of love that we are created to have. This is the kind of love that we are meant to share. It's a very monogamous love. It's an exclusive love of one for the other. And to think that we have a whole lifetime to do this, that we can do this every day of our life from the time we're married. Let's think about it. Is that how we spend our marriage? Is that how we are being married? There is a difference in marriage and love. It is within the context of the marriage that we can have the greatest love possible.
Now, a lot of us out there are going, well, oh, the fairy tale, that's just a dream. I mean, everyone gets married. They have the dream when they get married that this is what they want. They want ever after. They want the fairy tale. But WK, come on. This is real life. We both got jobs. We've got kids. We've got extracurricular activities. How in the world are we supposed to do this?
One day at a time.
I don't know how it is in our society. We got so negative on a lot of things in life that used to be the real positives of life. To have a love ever after, to have the love of your life, a love that when they walk into the room, you go, wow. And we can do that every day. And that is still being done by many, many couples. A couple weeks ago, we talked about a couple in Scottsboro, Alabama. Asked, what's the secret to a long marriage? Alonzo and Bula Sims celebrated their 80th wedding anniversary.
Isn't that amazing?
80 years. Mrs. Sims said they were just a cotton farming couple who were too busy to fight. They were teenagers when they got married without their family's permission. But they made it 80 years.
After announcing the Marriage Excitement Weekend at one of the churches here in town yesterday, a gentleman came up to me afterwards and said that he and his wife had just celebrated their 61st wedding anniversary. And which was, to me, that's great. It used to be that 50 years was absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. But we have people now in their 60th wedding anniversary, 61st wedding anniversary. As Ken, you're saying, the 80th wedding anniversary. And you know, I don't think it's going to be that much longer until we have couples celebrating their 100th wedding anniversary. 100 years of marriage. And the reason I say that is because the lifespan of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren is to increase, is expected to increase, where the average age is 125 years. So it's very possible that couples can live with one another as husband and wife for 100 years. Who would have ever thought that was possible? And who would have ever seen that done?
Not since Bible times.
Not since Bible times, yeah. So to share a love, to be excited about one another, to grow together as a couple in that monogamous, exclusive relationship called marriage is the only way that we can have the love that we're really created to have as a husband and wife, as lovers, as friends, as companions, as supporters, as encouragers. That is the only way we can do that. To me, that is the most exciting concept that we've come across in our society for quite a while. To imagine that couples can be married 100 years, what will that be like? And what is that based on? And we've talked about in the past, marriages having the foundations of trustworthiness and dependability and responsibility and respect, and that commitment, that great sense of commitment, are a great beginning of just a real long list on how to make a marriage work. I said last week that there are really two kinds of relationships that are doomed to fail, and that is commitments without fun and fun without commitment. We need both commitment and spontaneity and creativity and the ability to be ourselves in the presence of one another for a lifetime. And that, by the way, is a definition of intimacy, to be ourselves in the presence of one another and to be understood and accepted and valued in this relationship. So, realistically, we can't say I love you to our spouse on our wedding day and then expect that since we've said it once, we don't have to say those words again. We have to say I love you every day, several times a day. And there's some other things that I'd like to suggest just in passing here about what couples can do, what we as a couple can do to really have an enriching and growing and fulfilling marriage that lasts a lifetime, that lasts forever after. First of all, when you're talking, look at each other in the eyes. Engage their heart. Engage their spirit. Couples that I work with in counseling, one of the things I noticed is that they talk at each other, but they don't talk with one another. As they're in counseling and they have so much tension between them, or anxiety or depression or whatever it may be, they've stopped looking at one another. They've stopped that mutual gaze of looking deeply into each other's eyes. And that's so important to kindle and rekindle the love that we have for that person. Second of all, remind them at least weekly how much we appreciate their good qualities. I know a lot of spouses that hear a lot about how bad they are and all the negative qualities. But we need to tell our spouse, and I recommend it every day, share with them one quality that they have that is a part of them that you respect, that you admire, that you appreciate. And then third of all, invest time in your relationship. Having fun together and growing together, and both verbally and behaviorally, let your spouse know how lucky you feel to be with them. Provide an abundance of appreciation. And do things that make your partner feel nurtured. You know, thoughtfully consider something they've said or what they've wanted or something that they've admired and help them to achieve that. Be considerate every day. Be thoughtful every day. Have a sense of honor every day. That, wow, I cannot believe that I am so fortunate to have you in my life, that I would be here at this place and time, that you would let me share my life with you. Now, that's a love that lasts 100 years. Those are the behaviors, those are activities that last 100 years. And love grows by these things.
There are several different quotes for marriages. One person wrote, "Marriages are made in heaven and consummated on earth." I think that's an important one. We seem to kind of think that marriages are created at the courthouse. I don't know why we do that. A wedding is a start of togetherness. A walks in the rain, basking in the sunshine, shared meals, caring for one another, and sensing the love that marriage carries. Just spending time together.
Mm-hmm.
The real act of marriage takes place in the heart, not in the ballroom or church or synagogue. It's a choice you make, not just the choice on your wedding day, but over and over again. A choice that is reflected in the way you treat your husband or wife.
It's intentional. It is a choice every day.
You don't marry someone you can live with. You marry a person you cannot live without.
I like that one.
I like that one. Success in marriage is much more than finding the right person. It's a matter of being the right person.
And so many people overlook that. They're so outside themselves, looking for outside themselves for something or someone to make them happy or to bring them happiness. But it's a matter of being that right person. Now, a simple question to ask, and I encourage all couples that I work with to do this, ask yourself, would you like being married to you?
Ow.
Yeah, you know.
Step on my toes here. A wedding anniversary is a celebration of love, trust, partnership, tolerance, and tenacity. The order varies in any given year. I think that one's important.
That is true. That is very true.
There are so many neat ways to describe what marriage is. And the amazing thing is, this is not anything that's new. And yet, this every time comes as a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't this what we want in our marriages? Isn't this what we're looking for in our lives? We didn't get married to be miserable. We got married because we wanted to have the most out of life. To love someone with all of our heart and be loved with all of their heart. And why so many times we let that go? I don't know. But we do. We let our marriages fall apart. It's our responsibility. And we let it go. How do we do that?
That's the reason it's so important every day. Every day. To be intentional on how we're going to express our love for one another. Every day. It's very intentional.
It is intentional, but it doesn't have to be overdramatic. It doesn't have to be expensive. It is the simplest things in life.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
That create the strongest marriages.
Yeah. Let me give you some suggestions real quick. You know, give her a top 10 list. 10 reasons why I love you. Just write down 10 reasons and give it to her. Or give her the top half of a pair of your pajamas on a cold night. Or stick an I love you note on his steering wheel while he's at work. Or bake fortune cookies that contain special I love you messages. Give him a golf ball for every year you've known him. Give her a rose for every year you've known her. Yeah, all kinds of things. It doesn't have to be expensive. It's just thoughtful.
Ladies, when's the last time you sent your husband flowers at work? I guarantee there's very few men that have received flowers at work. But it will surprise him.
Yeah, you know, you could also put your favorite love note in a frame.
Mm-hmm.
I know most wives, you've kept your love letters, you've kept all those notes, you've got them wrapped up in a ribbon in a drawer somewhere. Frame one of those things. Or better yet, husbands, find those. Find one that she had written to you, and you put it in a frame. It'll melt her heart. Go reenact your favorite date. When you were going together and dating, reenact the favorite one. Where you went, what you did. You make all the arrangements and surprise your spouse.
Good one. Well, as we're coming up on a break here, another one I'm thinking of is this Valentine's Day, make this a Valentine's Day to remember. Call 882-6767 and register for the Marriage Excitement Weekend down at the Chateau on the Lake. Get away. This is what you need. This is what you've been wanting. How many times have we said, we just need to get away? Oy. Now's your chance. Give us a call, 417-882-6767, or go online to springfieldmfi.com. We'll be back.
Once upon a time, every marriage begins as a fairy tale. The hopes, dreams, and the love ever after. I'm Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of The Life You've Always Wanted. February 14th will be here soon, and now's the time to make this a Valentine's to remember. This year, give them the fairy tale. Imagine Friday evening walking into a grand ballroom, relaxing, laughing, and rediscovering each other while learning the secrets of an ever-after love. Saturday morning, waking up to a breakfast to renew your strength, a few thoughts to stir your soul, and the rest of the afternoon is for you. Finally that evening, a candlelight dinner and dance. Do you see the sparkle in their eyes? Can you feel the music and love as you dance into the night? How would you finish such an enchanted evening? This is a Valentine's to remember. Surprise your sweetheart with a Marriage Excitement Weekend Getaway. Love Ever After, February 15th and 16th at the Chateau on the Lake, hosted by WK Boyce. Come discover the secrets of a love ever after. Call 417-882-6767 or register online at springfieldmfi.com.
Oh, ever after. That's what we want. That's what we hope for.
Now, I believe that there's an ever after love in the heart of every woman. I say that on the radio. I say that in counseling sessions. I say that in classes. Everywhere that I am and everywhere I go, I say that. And women come up to me invariably and say, that's exactly right. There's an ever after love in their heart. And what they want the most is for their husband to access that love. For them to be romantic, for them to show them how much they love them, for them to be considerate and respectful and honoring of them. What they don't like is to be ridiculed or to be insulted publicly around family and friends. What women do not like, what they do not respect about husbands, is when husbands, trying to use a sense of humor, tear them down. Guys, that's not funny. And I think most men, at heart, are romantic. I think they're romantic. I think we are romantic. We just have to let ourselves go and be romantic. We have to let ourselves go and really admit to ourselves and to our spouse how much we love them, how much we want to spend our life with them, how much they mean to us every day.
And ladies, the guys want you to be supportive. They want your love. They want your attention. They want your affection. They don't want the nagging. They don't want the backstabbing at the beauty salon or nail salon or going out and working out at the gym and hearing about every other husband who's just one big clod. Men want to be men.
And men want to be respected.
I know women do also. Women want the respect. But we have to respect each other. We have to give it first. It will be given. But we have to be able to give it first on both sides. Men, when we're talking about being romantic, we're not talking about being feminized men. Okay? We're not talking about losing our masculinity. We're talking about bringing out the best of what it means to be a man.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
You know, what are some definitions? If you were to think about some great men or manly figures, who would they be? A man's man.
John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Comes to mind. I think Ronald Reagan was a man's man.
Absolutely.
Not only did he have respect by people who loved him and respect from those who hated him, you never failed to know where he stood and how he wanted to relate to people on a very genuine basis. You see, a man shares his heart. A strong man can share his heart.
And his passion gives him strength.
Yes. Yes. You know, these caring behaviors that we've been talking about, one writer calls them flourishes. And these behaviors, these small behaviors, when they're done on a consistent basis, those things that we were talking about a moment ago, about give her a rose for every year you've known her, give him a golf ball for every year that you've known him, all those small behaviors, what some counselors call caring deeds, these are not the great big things every day. There's some great big things that happen throughout the year, but most of these are every day, where you memorize your favorite love poem, one that she really wants to hear, or you rent a bicycle built for two and you ride it in the park together. You know, those things can happen about any day of the week. When those things happen consistently, when these small behaviors are done on a consistent basis, it makes her wife and her husband feel special and appreciated. It's human nature that people want to treat us the same way we treat them. And I said on one program, that's the law of psychological reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's what Jesus was talking about. And so often people put extra effort into showing their friends how much they care, yet they won't do the same thing for their lifetime spouse. That spouse of a lifetime. That once-in-a-lifetime spouse.
You know, how many times do we treat our friends, our best friends, outside our marriage better than our spouses?
Many times. I see that happen many times with people.
Arguing all the way into church, walking to the front door, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing? And we just sit there arguing each other the entire way.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we get out of church, oh, great. See you next Sunday. Thank you. What in the world are you doing?
Oh, now, there's a lot of people identify.
Why do we do that? Oh, there is so much more we could do to build up instead of tear down.
You know, it takes, I heard one time, 7 positives to eliminate 1 negative. So everything negative that you've said to your spouse, you've got to do 7 things. I have 7 positives, reverse that. And if you have 7 to eliminate the 1, you still wind up with a 0. So it's absolutely essential that we be more positive with our spouse every day than we are negative. And we all have bad days. We all get cranky and we get fussy. We don't feel good. We get sick or we get fired or whatever it may be. And we all have bad days. I'm not saying that we're not living in a real world. We are, but the love that we share with one another every day of every week, of every month, of every year, is an intentional love that shows that we think of, we respect, and we honor this person that we're spending our life with. Now, those long-term couples who have that extra sparkle in their eyes when they see each other and who feel secure in their love, enjoy their time together, and thank God that they have a soulmate in their lives, they practice these extra flourishes, these extra behaviors constantly. It's a well-known fact that the biggest factor in your happiness as an adult will depend on your significant love relationship. That's our marriage. And so if we value something, it makes sense to spend time nurturing it. It makes sense to spend time investing in that relationship, in that love.
There are 10 commandments to keeping love alive. One of them, always share a positive feeling. Say I love you. One can never hear enough of that. And that's important. Never share negative feelings unless there's a specific constructive purpose to it. Don't just nag for the sake of nagging. Have some reason to build it up. Make each other feel like a priority, especially when you're unable to treat your partner as such.
Yeah, would you go into that a little more, please?
In other words, at times when it isn't possible to treat your lover as a priority due to extenuating circumstances, at least take a few moments, and this doesn't take a lot here, to share the situation with them and reaffirm your feelings. So if things are outside your control, you got to be able to still make that connection.
Can be a phone call. Can be an email. Can be a handwritten note.
Mm-hmm. I am to my wife online. When I'm taking care of something or working late, mm-hmm. and I see that she's online, I'll go over and click it and instant message her.
Oh, that's great.
What is it about even receiving an IM on a computer? It seems much more adorable or connected than even picking up the cell phone and making mm-hmm. a phone call. Just a surprise, a quick note.
Again, spontaneity.
Yeah, spontaneity. Never let the sun go down without resolving anger and doing a daily mental checkup. Boy, that's a hard one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's essential.
How many times do we go to sleep just because we are ticked off? I'm tired. I'm just going to go to sleep. Without trying to put some sort of perspective on it, priority, even if you go to bed angry, at least have some reason of going, okay, maybe I'm just tired, but maybe it's because of this. Once is an error, twice is carelessness, more than that is a habit. If we're doing something that our spouse or our lover has serious, justifiable objections to, nip it before it is perceived as a habit. Some behaviors are very hard to change. Undoing the hurt to a cherished love is even harder, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back.
Once upon a time, every marriage begins as a fairy tale. The hopes, dreams, and the love ever after. I'm Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of The Life You've Always Wanted. February 14th will be here soon, and now's the time to make this a Valentine's to remember. This year, give them the fairy tale. Imagine Friday evening walking into a grand ballroom, relaxing, laughing, and rediscovering each other while learning the secrets of an ever after love. Saturday morning, waking up to a breakfast to renew your strength, a few thoughts to stir your soul, and the rest of the afternoon is for you. Finally that evening, a candlelight dinner and dance. Do you see the sparkle in their eyes? Can you feel the music and love as you dance into the night? How would you finish such an enchanted evening? This is a Valentine's to remember. Surprise your sweetheart with a marriage excitement weekend getaway. Love Ever After, February 15th and 16th at the Chateau on the Lake, hosted by WK Boyce. Come discover the secrets of a love ever after. Call 417-882-6767 or register online at springfieldmfi.com.
You're listening to The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and your hosts, once again, WK and Ken Boyce, in the second half of the show.
We've been talking about loving and caring deeds and loving our spouse every day. Choosing, deciding to love our spouse and to express that love for one another every day. You know, when I was going through my graduate work at Abilene Christian University, Paul Faulkner, he was the head of the Marriage and Family Department at that time, and he and Carl Burkeen have a wonderful marriage enrichment video series out.
DVDs, nationwide. You know. International.
International. And, of course, living out there in West Texas, he would talk about, in talking about marriage counseling, he would talk about men who are clods. And Ken, you mentioned clods a minute ago. You know, and clods are men that shake hands with a wife and kiss the horse, you know, that type of man. And who believes that to show any kind of kindness or consideration or respect or honor toward his wife or toward any woman is an act of weakness. And there are clods in this world. Paul Faulkner said that women are so sensitive and so aware, and they receive all kinds of communication because they've got about 40 different antennae out. And they're all highly receptive. And they're receiving everything all the time, both verbal, nonverbal, just the whole range. And those 40 are out, and they're receiving constantly. He said men who are clods have two, and one of those are bent. And so they're not receiving much information. They're not taking in much. Now, guys, we don't have to be clods. That's not how we're created. And if you've been a clod all your life, all your married life, I encourage you, I implore you to change. Because that's not a happy way to live. I guarantee you're not happy in your marriage if you're a clod in your marriage.
No, because you're probably married to a nag.
That's probably right. Or that's what you call her. Or that's what you think.
Well, it's
but that's
perspective from both sides.
Yeah, I agree. But I believe that there's an ever-after love in the heart of every woman. And what us guys have to do in our marriage, and it's up to us to set the tone in the marriage, is that we've got to be able to bring that out. Give her an environment that it's safe to share that with you. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. No matter how we've lived in our marriage up to today, we can change how we live in our marriage because it's a brand new day. And if we have new knowledge and new things we can do, we can begin to change it. Can you, going over some Ten Commandments earlier, but before the break, you want to contend those?
Sure. If a situation calls for compromise and you're willing to make it, do it sooner rather than later. That also can go for change. Mm-hmm. If we're seeing something that, okay, man, this is going to be difficult, take it one step at a time. You don't have to go in and completely remodel yourself in 2 weeks' time. Sometimes change takes a little while, but the forward movement on it, making a deliberate effort, a conscious effort, an effort from the heart, because this is something you want to do for yourself and for someone else. Always keep the passion alive. Remember, it was the two of you that made it happen in the first place without outside help. Therefore, the two of you can keep it going forever. That special magic is one of the few things which is completely under our control. A level playing field which cannot be taken away unless you decide to willingly let it go.
It's up to us.
It is up to us. If anything, the two of you falling in love should merely mark the beginning, not the end. When you talk to your partner, really listen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know, the hardest part of communication is listening. It's not the talking, it's the listening.
And when you try to talk to someone, do it at an appropriate time. There's so many times, I know just in my own personal relationship, so many times we'll go to say something to each other, and one of us is involved in something. We're reading or research or some idea has our thoughts, what we're thinking about. Don't try to engage someone that's completely disengaged at the time. Wait till you can receive their attention. If you're the one wanting to talk, receive their attention. Wait for an acknowledgement. There's nothing more painful than talking and talking and realize the other person isn't listening anyway.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's our fault because we're trying to interrupt. So I always tell my daughter, be polite. A lot of times she'll come, Daddy, 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 and Mommy and I are talking. It's like, Serena, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? Excuse me. We have to be able to do that with our spouse as well. We have to show respect. We have to be patient. Make sure the checks and balances are squared away as far as giving and expectations are concerned. Nurture each other and the relationship regularly. Out of all of these things, there's a lot of good ideas here. But the one thing that is in every one of these points is to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it day after day after day. The nice thing is it becomes easier the longer we do it.
And it becomes more meaningful the longer we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people think, well, if you do something every day, then it just gets repetitive and has more meaning. But I guarantee you, if something we do is intentional and it's something that meets needs and it's something that shows consideration and trustworthiness and respect and honor, it never gets old. None of us ever get tired of hearing, I love you. Are being shown by another person that they love us. We never get tired of that because it meets needs
mm-hmm.
of our value and our acceptability to that person, how much they truly understand us.
How many times have we seen people that have had the marriage we're describing? Now, think back in your past and you're going over couples and you think of people who really loved each other. Was it your grandparents? Was it your parents? Aunts, uncles? You name it. How many people have you said, you know, I wish we were like that? Being in the field that we're in, and my wife up at the hospital also, she'll see people come in and in different floors and different rooms. And it's always neat when you see the little old couple come in, and one is just worried to death about the other. Mm-hmm. They've been together 65 years, and they honestly don't know what they would do without the other person. You go, man, I wish I had that. We can have that. This is our life. This is our marriage. This is what we're making it. They made it theirs. There's got to be a few secrets and stuff, and there are. We have to be observant. We have to be able to take it in and make the decision. This is what we're going to make day after day and take every step we can to make it.
Yeah, you know, couples that are asked when they achieve their 50th or their 60th, 65th, 75th wedding anniversary, 80th wedding anniversary, many of them are asked, how did you do this? What is your secret? As though there's some great secret that everybody's missing. Well, the secrets are exactly what Ken and I are talking about. This is the secret. And it's not a secret. I guarantee you go over here to Christian Publishers Outlet, CPO, over on South National and Republic Road.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got all kinds of books, great books, on marriages and relationships written by men and women who have studied the field for years, who researched the field for years, and who research couples who lived their whole life together. And they're sharing the secrets. And there's nothing new, as you said a minute ago. This isn't new. It's just perhaps when we really begin to hear it, when we really begin to trust that these things done every day are what really brings out the beauty and the strength and the character of an ever-after marriage relationship. It's done every day.
There's a resource here in Springfield that we encourage you to take advantage of. Over at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we do this every day with couples and families, is to get the most out of, to be able to come in from people who go, you know, I just want the best life possible. I want the best marriage. How do we do this? And so people call 882-6767. They call the office, and they said, talk with Stephanie there. And they come in and talk with WK. A lot of times people don't even know what to expect. A lot of people build up a lot of anticipation, a lot of expectations, and they'll actually put themselves in knots trying to figure out how in the world to make a better marriage and whether or not to call to get help or not. Make the call. If you can dial 882-6767, you've already done it. And it is so simple to get that ever-after marriage, to get that knowledge that, you know, just seems outside our reach, but we can do it. Past few weeks, I've read a book. It's called Ronald Reagan in Private, A Memoir of My Years in the White House by Jim Kuhn. He is executive assistant to the president. He talks about Ron and Nancy's relationship. He said, so many people, it was easy to misunderstand Nancy Reagan. Over the years, a lot of people have. The one most important thing is to understand Mrs. Reagan's depth of devotion to her husband. Throughout their marriage, she always looked out for him, not herself. It's also important to understand something else. Ronald Reagan was just as devoted to her as she to him. He was often quoted saying that coming home to Nancy was like coming out of the cold into the warm, firelit room. Even after decades of marriage, they were as in love with each other as the day they were married. I've never seen two people adore each other so much. The relationship was almost like a fairy tale. Whether it was upstairs in the White House residence or at the cabin at Camp David, a hotel suite or in an elevator, wherever they were, they behaved as if they were newlyweds, linking hands, looking into each other's eyes, each admiring the other. You couldn't get them to stop holding hands and looking at each other. Sometimes I just wanted to say, break it up, you two, as if they were a couple of lovesick teenagers. In the elevators, when we were about to reach the floor and I knew people would be out there waiting for them, I would clear my throat to get their attention. Mr. President, Mrs. Reagan, I need to talk to you before the elevator doors open up. I wanted to prepare them for the moment when the doors open and hordes of outsiders barged into their private world. On Friday and Saturday night at Camp David was movie nights, when the Reagans would gather their support staff to watch the first-run films with them. The Reagans cuddle on the couch as if they were on their first date. Theirs was an old-fashioned love affair from the movies, only it was real. Throughout their marriage, the president frequently sent lyrical notes professing his love. A few years ago, Mrs. Reagan collected them in a book, I Love You, Ronnie, and I encourage you to go out and get this book. It is great. Reading them can bring tears to your eyes. In cards, on hotel letterhead, governor stationery, or White House note cards, Reagan always found a poetic way to express his love for her. One note in White House stationery simply read, "I love you, I 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 love you. And besides that, I love you." In a way, the Reagans completed and complimented each other, and they didn't need a lot of people around for entertainment. They were content being together as they enjoyed the privacy they had. That is a real love. That is a fairy tale love. That is an in-depth love. And we can have that.
That's a purposeful love. And it's a love that will be forever.
If you are out there, and maybe your marriage is great, but you know there are friends of yours that every time you get together, they are just, you can tell they're hurting. And you want to know how you can help. Have them call us at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Take the initiative. Tell them, here, why don't you talk to WK? Why don't you talk to the people over there? And give them our number. Give them our website. Tell them, you know, you can have this marriage. You can have this ever after. We want our friends to be in love forever. That's one way we can help. So keep that in mind. As you go through the week, marriage is the greatest thing in the world. We can accomplish the ever after. As we wind things down, as we've said so many times, it's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.
Once upon a time, every marriage begins as a fairy tale. The hopes, dreams, and the love ever after. I'm Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of The Life You've Always Wanted. February 14th will be here soon, and now's the time to make this a Valentine's to remember. This year, give them the fairy tale. Imagine Friday evening walking into a grand ballroom, relaxing, laughing, and rediscovering each other while learning the secrets of an ever after love. Saturday morning, waking up to a breakfast to renew your strength, a few thoughts to stir your soul, and the rest of the afternoon is for you. Finally that evening, a candlelight dinner and dance. Do you see the sparkle in their eyes? Can you feel the music and love as you dance into the night? How would you finish such an enchanted evening? This is a Valentine's to remember. Surprise your sweetheart with a marriage excitement weekend getaway. Love Ever After, February 15th and 16th at the Chateau on the Lake, hosted by WK Boyce. Come discover the secrets of a love ever after. Call 417-882-6767 or register online at springfieldmfi.com.